there's something special about mamas, isn't there? You know, it's special to have my mama here. It's hard to I think about the things that she's done for me in the past, the things that she did when I didn't deserve it, and the things that I got when I did deserve it. You know, I think about those too. But I look back and, you know, none of that really hurt me. You know, it was all for my benefit. But that's what mamas do. You know, mama's usually words were, wait till your daddy gets home. That was usually what it was. And I knew I'd cross the line when that came around. But those are not the really things that I think about. Those, the things that, the love that she gave me. And I'm going to say that because my mama's here, you know, and I can say that. And I mean that. I mean that. And I'm sure each and every one of us have those memories, those thoughts, those things that we remember in life. And the scripture reminds, I was reminded in the scripture of the book of Timothy. Look at 2 Timothy, if you'll turn with me this morning. Paul's writing a letter to Timothy. This is fresh off the press, you know, to Timothy. And we have this, you know, chapter 1. Timothy chapter 1. Starting in verse 3. Paul's writing this letter to encourage Timothy. He was in prison and he's writing this letter to encourage. And he says, I thank God whom I serve, as my ancestors did with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. And here's what I want to bring out. He says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Lord, let me speak this clearly this morning. Lord, let your Holy Spirit be in complete control. I praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So here's Paul writing a letter to Timothy, and he says, I want to remind you of the faith that I'm now persuaded that you have. And this faith that I'm persuaded that you have comes from your mother. Catch that? He said, this comes from your mother. He didn't say your dad. He didn't say any of your grandmother. Because your mother and your grandmother had this faith. That's something. He said, I'm persuaded that you have this. I'm convinced. I tell you, moms, you have an important role in your raising your kids. God has blessed you with a purpose, and I'm going to go through that this morning. But the thing that we can do is show our kids faith. And Timothy's mom must have been very faithful because he learned this. And Paul was reminded of that faith that not only his grandmother had, but Timothy's mother had as well. And what is faith? Faith is, you know, in definition, is complete truth or confidence in someone. In someone. This complete truth and confidence, it's a strong belief in God based on a spiritual apprehension rather than a proof. So it's something that we really don't have physical proof standing in front of us. It's something that we believe because we believe in the truth, right? They believed in the Word of God. They believed in the truth. They believed in a Savior. They believed in Jesus. And that was the faith that they showed Timothy, the grandmother and the mother. They showed this faith to him as they were raising him up. They showed this faith, and it was a complete trust in the truth. And I ask you, do you have that this morning, that complete trust in the truth this morning? That faith. Let's look at Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I'm just going to read this. He says, I have been crucified with Christ as I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. In Romans 1:17, it says, "For in the gospel of righteousness from God is revealed a righteousness that is by faith from the first to the last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." So they must have been very righteous, faithful people. You know, and I'm reminded that, you know, the things that I learned when I was a child, and I will say this because I'm going to say this. The reason I feel that I'm even here today is because of the faith that my mother showed me and taught me when I was young. And I've made this joke before that, you know, I was a product of 20 years of drugs abuse. And that was me. I was drugged to church on Sunday morning and drugged to church on Sunday night and drugged to church on Wednesday. And for 20 years, I took that drug abuse, you know. And I'm a product of that. And even though I didn't always do the right thing, but those things that I was taught, those things that I was shown, because even through the hard times of life or in the good times of life, that faith was strong and was proven to me that it was the right way to live. And it was always reminded me, anytime I got in a group of people that was wanting to do stuff that I knew I probably shouldn't be around, I always had this thing in my head that said, your mama wouldn't like this. I never wanted to hurt my mama. Never. That was the faith that was shown. And I can just think about the faith that Timothy's mom and grandmother showed him through the life. You know, if you look back at where they were at in their time, not in our time, but in their time, the book of Timothy hadn't even been written yet except to just now. You know, they knew Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, those accounts, those stories. They knew the Old Testament stories, but this was all... You know, we get this account of what happened here. Now, Paul goes on in 2 Timothy 3:10. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3:10. Let me find it here. It says, "I want you to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection." I'm in the wrong book. I'm sorry. I was in Philippians. Okay, 3:10. "You, however, know all about my teachings, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance." In the King James there, it'll say manner of life. But he says, "What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra? The persecutions I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ." And what Paul is saying here, he's saying, you know, you have a manner of life. The first thing is, his mom and grandmother showed him faith. And the second thing, he says, you know the Holy Scriptures that they also taught you. Remember what they taught you, even from an infant. And that's how important it is for you mothers to teach your kids these things, to teach them the Holy Scriptures, to drag them to church if that's what it takes. Get their butts up out of bed and make them go to church. It's hard, isn't it? It's hard sometimes to do that. We just continue to, we have to try, right? We have to, and it's not easy. And he said, but it's a manner of life, is what he says here. And if we look at Ephesians, it's a living a life according to the Scriptures, according to the commands that Jesus gave us. It's that manner of life that we live. And if you're born again, saved Christian, that's that manner of life that you take on. It's that life. And sometimes it comes with persecution. And it's not easy. Sometimes you get, you know, you're in a world that is not perfect. We live in a world that's not perfect. And there's going to be influences, and we're going to want to do things that doesn't go along with the Scripture. But he's saying, this is the life that I live, Paul said. And he got put in prison for living that life. It's the manner of life. He said, it's your purpose. The reason for which something is done. There's a purpose behind it. There's always a purpose. And Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. It says, you, however, know all about my teachings, my way of life, my purpose. He got ahead of me. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. He says, for the purpose of it, if you go back. He said, go back one slide, Jason. He missed it. It's all right. It's for the purpose, in other words. We have a purpose in life, just like you mothers have a purpose in raising your kids. Well, fathers do too. We have that responsibility as well. But I want to focus this morning on mothers and how important it is for that purpose that God has gave you. God created you. He created man and he created woman and he gave you a purpose in life. And part of that purpose is having kids. And part of that purpose is raising kids. And then Christ came into the picture and we have this, you know, even from the beginning we have to teach them the ways of the Lord, the ways of God. Teach them the Holy Scriptures. Write it on their foreheads. Do whatever it takes. Drag them out of bed. Drag them to church. Do whatever it takes to teach them the ways, the manners of life and the purpose. Amen. We have a purpose in life. All this is proven by the faith that we have. And that faith is lived out in front of our kids. That's where they see it. They see it when you go through the hard times of life. And when things aren't going so well and the car's broke down and things like that happen. And they watch you when there's just troubled times. And they also watch you when there's good times as well and how you act there. But it's your faith that carries you through all that. When they see that you have a manner of life and you have a purpose in your life and you have this faith. Amen?
Amen.
And it doesn't come without long sufferings because Paul, the Scriptures say that, you know, if you're going to serve Christ, you're going to have these long sufferings. You're going to be persecuted at times. People are going to criticize you for the way you treat your kids. Amen. I'm telling you. 2 Timothy 4:7 says this, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He fought the good fight. That's something. A fight, that's something. That's exhausting. I don't know if you guys have ever watched boxing or any kind of sport like that, but when you see two guys stand toe-to-toe and they go 12 rounds, if they can make it through the 12 rounds, that 12th round, the last minute of that 12th round, both of those guys are exhausted usually. They fought the good fight. They kept the faith in them, if you watch that. Because both boxers have got this faith, they want to win. Neither one of them want to lose. Amen?
Amen.
1 Peter 4:4 says this, they think it's strange that you do not plunge with them into the same flood of dispensation and they heap abuse on you. Remember what I said? People's going to criticize you for how you live and for what you do. But you've got to keep the faith because it's your manner of life. It's your purpose. We do all this out of love.
Amen.
Because that love that God gives us can only do one thing but come out of us. He lives in your heart. John 14:21 says this, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." Amen. Amen. Eunice and Lois must have had this faith. They taught this to Timothy, even from an infant baby, how to keep the commands. They had this love for him. And Paul says, "I'm persuaded. I'm persuaded to know this." And how was he persuaded to know this? Because Timothy must have been living it out too. That's how he was persuaded, because Timothy must have been teaching it in his church and preaching it. He must have been living it outside the church. This must have been his life, because he says, "I'm persuaded because of what I see in you and what I hear about you." And that's important for us as Christians, is what people see from us. I want people to be persuaded to know that I'm faithful, that I love God, that I teach my kids the manner of life, and that I have a purpose in my life, which is to teach my kids and keep the commands to the best of my ability. Wouldn't that, if Paul wrote you a letter, wouldn't that be something awesome for him to say that? "I'm persuaded to know this. I'm persuaded because I see it in you. And it came from your mom that taught you these things, and her mom, your grandmother. That's where it came from." Galatians 6:9. All this come with perseverance. It's not easy, but we just have to push through. Like Paul said, "I fought the good fight, but I finished the race." He said, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." We can't give up on our kids. We can't give up on people, our friends. I'm going to go further than just our kids. We can't give up on our grandkids, our people around us. I don't have grandkids, but I know some of you do. And don't give up on them. Keep praying for them. Keep teaching them the ways. Keep showing them the faith that you have. Don't give up on this. Keep running the race. Amen?
Amen.
If we raise our kids up in this manner, he says, "I'll take care of them." Know what he says? "They'll come back to me." Even when, just like the prodigal son, he left out and it's, you know, he was gone, spent all of his money, but it says when he came to his senses, he realized that even his dad's servants had it better off than him. He remembered his dad was a faithful, just, righteous man. He remembered the things that his dad had taught him. He remembered all those things. And he said, "You know what? I need to just go back home." Perseverance. I'm sure his father never gave up praying. Never once. Paul's telling Timothy, he says, "I'm convinced by your faith that was taught you by your mother and your grandmother. And all these things you've been taught, the scriptures that you've been taught by your mother from an infant and your grandmother, is why you're here where you're at today." Amen?
Amen.
The prayers and the dedication and the perseverance, that manner of life that they was taught and that purpose that they showed, is what put Timothy where he was at. such a awesome story. And I got to say, I appreciate you mothers out there this morning. Thank you for doing what you do. It's not an easy job. I know that. It's not an easy job raising kids. Not at all, especially today in this world we live in today. The influences that are around them, the things that are everywhere. You can't turn anywhere without seeing something that's just almost shameful to even look at. This is the world we live in today, and there's such a greater purpose today than ever, I believe, that we should teach our kids these ways, these commands, this manner of life, that there's really a purpose in life. We have so many kids that struggle with so many difficult things, and they're too young to have to struggle with those things. And we need to be strong and faithful and be a good example for them. And pray. And pray. And pray. And keep praying. And never give up until we persevere. Because we know we can. There's not a lot of things that we can do, but we know somebody who can do all things.
Amen.
Amen. I can pray, I can teach, I can do all these things, but there's a certain line that's drawn where I just have to trust in the one who saved me and sanctified me. The one that I believe in faith. The one I have faith in is the one who can do all things. He is the creator of all. And I just pray this morning. I'm just asking this morning, if you need encouragement this morning, just ask Him to encourage you. If you need a faith built up in your life, if you're a little weakened in faith, then just trust in Him. Strengthen my faith. Just ask Him, strengthen my faith this morning. We all need that. Every day. Every day. Until we finish that race. None of us know how long we're going to be here on this earth. Some of us it may be tomorrow. Some of us it may be 50 years from now. Whenever, I don't know. But we just have to keep on going. And we have to keep on fighting. We have to keep on praying. We have to keep on studying. We have to keep on learning the Scriptures every day. Trusting in faith. Teaching that manner of life. It's got a purpose to it, I'm telling you. I can't wait. Eternity in heaven. Short life here, eternity in heaven. I know which one wins, right? Amen? In my life. That's my decision. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You so much for Your Word, Lord. Lord, if the musicians had come, we're going to sing a closing song this morning. And if anybody here this morning just, I don't know where you're at in your life right now, but I know sometimes how hard it is. I know how hard it is. Even as a father, I know how hard it is. But you mothers, if I'm just asking, if you need prayer this morning, if you need a touch of the Holy Spirit this morning, just come forward and we can pray with you this morning. Or if you just want to pray right where you're at this morning. Just let the Lord take control. Strengthen your faith.